Are you for or against FaceTiming your partner when you're not together, sleeping in the same bed, FaceTiming them to fall asleep, and then you FaceTime throughout the night? Well, there's a big celebrity couple who does it every single night.
No.
Yes. Every single time they go to sleep, it is Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy.
No way.
Every night.
Isn't that surprising?
That's shocking.
Yeah. Every single night. And it's not calling. It's not like just
not checking in,
not calling right before
bed.
Are
they
like
worried that they're going to be cheating or something?
They say that that's just what they do. It's how they do. And that's how they fall asleep every night. I don't think they said necessarily, and we will have some audio in a second, but I don't think they said that they can't fall asleep without each other. They just said it's what they do.
I see.
To me, that's more of like somebody for like a brand new couple.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I am so against it. I can't even. It like makes me. I don't care what stage of your relationship you're in.
I don't think that's true, Katie.
It's true.
I think if Ben early on when you first met, it's like, can we FaceTime?
Nope.
I agree with you, Jared.
Like, that's so sweet.
I would say we could FaceTime, but then the call ends.
Well, yeah, not necessarily fall asleep. That's like a next level. But I know that's what we're doing.
But
yes,
that is
what
like,
we're talking about.
But what they do, they get on that. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg every single night. They get on FaceTime and they're looking at each other and just talking face to face until they fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then they wake up
with
in the morning.
Phone? The phone just stays on the whole time?
I mean, it could die,
I'm sure
I guess.
They're older. They wake up and pee and turn it off. But I mean, I'm sure that happens. But
I'm so against it because I really enjoy my sleep. And if you've ever been in, I'm sure you all have, your new relationship, you find you're not really doing great sleep anyway.
Right.
Because you're in a new place. You're scared of farting in the night. You're scared of talking in your sleep. You're scared of drooling everywhere or snoring. I can't relax.
And you want to be around them or talk to them all the time.
I just want to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, so I am so against it, no matter what stage you're in.
When you've got this glowing screen right in front of your face while you're trying to sleep all night.
And what if they snore? What if they're the ones who are farting up a storm and keeping you awake all night long?
Yeah.
I think it sounds sweet in theory, but in reality,
no, it doesn't.
Weird.
Let's go to Emily. For or against, what do you think?
I'm definitely for it. My boyfriend and I have been together almost six years, and it's something we've done since we started, since we've been, you know, together. We've always, at nighttime, if we're not together, because we live together, but whenever we're not able to be together, it's just something we've done. Not so much FaceTime, but just on the phone.
But the FaceTiming takes it to a whole different level. Calling is one thing. You can't see what they're doing.
Cool.
You're seeing the, like, but you're actually watching. That's why it's so, that's a difference for me.
And Emily, are you keeping the phone on while you sleep? That's another big one here.
Yeah, it's on. I have it on my charger, but yeah, the phone's on.
Okay. Huh.
So do you just, like, talk to each other until you fall asleep?
Well, a big part of it started because I used to have really bad night terrors, so he wanted to make sure that I was okay through the night.
So you don't care about his sleep at all?
And like, what happens if you have one? He's not there to help soothe you.
He would wake me up. I would wake up because I'd hear him, and he would calm me down, I guess.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Hey, if it works.
Yeah, I mean.
If it works for you.
Yeah.
AML Jose. Jose, are you for or against FaceTiming and falling asleep with your partner?
One's for Matt. This one's for Matt. I'm totally, totally against it. I think it's whack. How are you supposed to hold on to the bosoms over a phone? That's ridiculous. That's what gets me to sleep.
Hold on to your own bosoms, I suppose.
Jose, y'all good with Matt?
Yeah, what's up?
Am I all good with Matt?
We've heard there's some tension.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I thought he's been sounding more like a D-bag lately. You are right about the last week. I think he needs to dial it back on the Ozempic a little bit. I still like you, Matt. You're still good with me. But, yeah, that's the tension going on right now.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You're good with me, but you're a D-bag.
That's so mean.
And so my comment to you earlier, it worked because clearly you took a stance here because you called in earlier and were just on the fence waffling about our topic. And normally I wouldn't let those callers on the air.
That's true.
I still put you on hold. So I'm trying to help you do what your dream is to speak to Jared on the radio.
That is a good point, Matt, because if somebody's on the fence like that, it's like, okay, don't
lie. I always tell her, you got to pick a side or I'm not going to put you through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you've been a little more like waffly lately, like on the fence. And so that's why with this one, you were firm stance on the I'm against it, it's whack. I'm like, see, that's what we're talking about here. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Jose.
Anything to make Jared and Katie the morning better.
Okay.
I'll do anything for you.
I know you will.
Thank you, bud.
All right. AML Chris, Katie's biggest fan.
Oh, man.
Are you for or against falling asleep on FaceTime when you're apart from your partner?
I'm against it because I like listening to rain sounds. Mm. And I need a break, so I'm against it.
Word.
Yeah, I hear you.
Pretty honest.
Chris, I have never agreed more.
We're bonding, Katie.
We are. Look at that. I need to
fart
privately.
Oh, my God.
I need to fart privately. Yeah. I need to drool, talk in my sleep, do whatever it is I need to do. You don't need to see that.
No.
Via FaceTime. You don't.
Yeah, just destroy the room while they're gone.
Yes.
All right, Chris, thank you.
And if I get lonely, I'll just hug a pillow. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, to have comfort, or I really don't have to worry about it because my son will crawl into bed with me at some point.
You're never really truly alone.
Plus, it's a waste of time anyways because Ben would just have to, like, lay there until you fall asleep and then go back down to the bar later anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to take his bar time when he's traveling.
He's not going to the bar. He's playing golf. Hello.
Well, I'm saying at night.
He's probably not betting on some sort of golf game.
Yeah, true. Let's go to Bubba Ray. Bubba Ray, are you for or against FaceTiming your partner until you fall asleep when you're apart?
Big IML guys. Love you guys. Marry my cousin Debbie and look at Jason Goodman's Facebook pictures before I go to sleep every night.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yep. And I support it. I support it because about 2 years ago, it wasn't FaceTime, but Debbie, she's locked up for a little while. She got locked up for bestiality, and when she's locked up, she had a little window outside of her cell, and I figured that if I went to the prison site out in the woods, I could maybe find her window, and sure enough, I did.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go there every night. We'd just stare at each other through the window. We'd wave. You know, I might play my banjo. She'd play hers. We'd look at each other, you know.
By playing the banjo, you get self-pleasure?
Yes.
Yeah, all that. And it kind of brought us even closer together.
Yeah, so you would just stare at each other's faces. That was your like, real-life FaceTiming, but you were separated by a prison wall.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Yep. Well, and it brought us together.
Okay. Well, Bubba
that's
Ray,
nice.
That is special. She's out of prison now, correct or no?
Yeah, she's out, and you know, we got some goats, and the neighbor saw her getting a little having some fun. He's being over dramatic. She had to do a little bit of time. But
yeah, you get it.
I love her, and that's why we stick together.
So if you move somewhere, you have to now report the crime to anyone who has pets.
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's just the BS laws here in the state. So you know.
Yeah, the government's always on you. All right.
Always.
All right, Bubba Ray, appreciate it.
You imagine him walking up to your door. I'm Bubba Ray, this is my wife, cousin Debbie, and just to tell you, she has slept with pets.
Yeah, so if you have pets.
Just looked up that term, the bestiality.
Yes.
And first of all, it takes you to...
it's a dark side of Pornhub, dog.
Yeah. it takes you to free beastie porn. It does.
Stop it right away.
But then it also says there's 4 states that it's still legal.
Yes, West Virginia's one.
Yes, West Virginia's
is it?
One.
Not
what, shocking. What are the other 3?
Alabama.
Where is it? Hawaii.
Oh,
really?
Wyoming.
What?
And New Mexico.
Okay.
Okay, I thought Alabama.
I would not have guessed those 3 or those 4.
Either way, you're going straight to hell. That's all I have to say. It's terrible.
You do anything of that nature to anybody who doesn't want to, that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Bubba Ray, judgment-free zone, we promised him, do we not?
Vulnerable, I guess.
Yeah.